Okay. I just found this incredible Facebook Marketplace ad. I'm going to send it in the chat.
Hit me with
it's entitled Man Cave Practice Bombs.
I don't really understand what that means. I mean, so I'm looking at them.
Mm-hmm. It's just a guy who's making fake but real looking bombs and painting them for your man cave. So you can hang this, I guess, fake ordnance in your man cave.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, but they don't even look like real ordnances. They look like fake painted like man cave accessories. They got all like the old school like missile teeth on them, like how fighter pilots would paint their planes. It really just makes it look like a bullet bill.
They kind of look like dildos a little bit.
I don't know. I don't really see that at all.
There's definitely a phallic element to these. One of them has a sticker that says home of the free because of the brave.
Mm-hmm. Hit the deck. It basically says hit the dick.
I like to think that like the American military is actually decorating their bombs in this way when they just carpet bomb like some third world country.
Probably are.
Do you think that anyone calls a pussy a man cave?
Not these guys. Because they don't go inside one. That's why you build a man cave.
I feel like if I ordered these for my man cave, I would feel obligated to scrawl like, this is my dick all over them. Like, my dick explodes.
My dick is huge and murders brown people.
It's got teeth and it's kind of a shark. It's pretty cool.
I think you're onto something there. You only really build a man cave when your wife stops letting you into her cave.
Yeah, her man cave. It's basically a man cave is a man who's decided to return to the womb.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might also be like a man who doesn't really like his mom that much, but he's like, he's craving that, you know, that intimacy, but he doesn't know how to do it in a way that's not gay.
I'm going to return to the pussy, except I'm going to have beer and football.
Yeah, what if there was beer in the pussy? But also I could suck my thumb.
That's insanely appealing. I love Facebook Marketplace because it's like really weird shit like this one right here that I found in New Hampshire. This company has like a rental mechanical bull, but one instead of like the bull, they can swap out the bull if you're having like a bachelorette party. There's just like a 10 foot long penis. It's just, you can just ride a giant penis, and the ad is titled Mechanical Bull for Rental or Mechanical Penis for Rental.
Yeah, neither of them are for sale. These are two.
Only for rent.
How much does it cost for me to get you to set them both up next to each other and we'll watch them fight?
I want to see the big dick fuck the bull.
Should I message them and ask if they also have a mechanical pussy for rental? Yeah.
Let's see this mechanical pussy.
That costs a little extra, Todd. A whole man cave? That's a little extra. That's not just $500.
All right,
you gotta
hello.
Get your little cooler and your beer and your posters and
everybody,
your fake bombs.
Everybody, this is... This is BP Pledis. The news of the week is our job, talking about weed and communism, as you know. And
all the mechanical penises that are fit to ride. That's our motto over here.
A lot of stuff happened today, actually. Or yesterday, actually, was when Donald Trump tweeted out probably my favorite tweet he's maybe ever done.
It's a banger.
That basically just declares that Rudy Giuliani has COVID.
Wait. Trump was the one that outed Rudy as having COVID?
Yes. And it was a very funny tweet, too. I wish I could find it. He's been tweeting up a storm recently.
Can we pull that up? I wasn't on Twitter yesterday, so I didn't actually see this. Somebody texted me and was just like, do you hear Rudy has COVID? I'm like, no, I've been in the woods.
I've been in the woods.
Isn't that Twitter in the woods? Last time I checked.
Dragging a bag of fertilizer and some blasting caps to my small homemade cabin. Just for fun. You know,
building your man cave,
to do some
right?
projects. No, that's building a man cave.
Okay, he says, Rudy Giuliani, by far the greatest mayor in the history of New York City, and who has been working tirelessly exposing the most corrupt election by far in the history of the USA, has tested positive for the China virus.
Oh my
Get
God.
Better, Rudy. We
I
will
love
carry on.
Even carry Trump, on. Trump is just such a messy bitch, he has to make Rudy's COVID about himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would never miss an opportunity to do that. Yeah, he's like the kid who like jumps up in class and he's like, I'm actually gonna introduce it. Tries to steal the teacher's thunder and the cool kid's thunder. Like, Trump has no breaks. He was in WWE before he was on the fucking Apprentice. Like, that, his trajectory, this should surprise no one.
Yeah, he's gonna stand up. He's gonna stand up on the rails and then like people's elbow the Constitution as he leaves the White House.
I'm surprised he never retweeted a meme that was like him body slamming like a person's head was by the coronavirus.
He
did it for CNN.
Remember, that was before he became president, right? Where he
I think it was like a year ago.
He was like retweeting his actual self beating up CNN.
Yeah, like photoshopped in. There's also the one where it was like the Kingsman church scene, and it was like him shooting like news organization.
That was a funny one
in the head. That was pretty funny.
It's really disappointing that's like the limit of his marketing strategy here, because he really could have gone like full hog and gotten like some modern day like Zoomer Lenny Riefenstahl to start doing like even more like insane shit for his account. I mean,
yeah,
you know, like if he was the fascist that the Democratic Party has been claiming he is for the past 4 years, instead of just another ineffectual neocon dressed up as like, you know, a big wet orange baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He's just a regular dumbass with immense power.
Well, speaking of posters, did you guys see that Chen Weihua? I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but he's the China state affiliated media Twitter account who was just in Marsha Blackburn's replies like, bitch.
Oh yeah.
This is the most racist and ignorant U.S. senator I have seen. A lifetime bitch. Which
is just like, a lifetime bitch is such a good
that
insult.
That is so fun. And that's,
you are a bitch for life. It's insane. You will never escape.
It's insane that China hasn't been more active in like just shit talking America, but I guess they're finally learning how to play the game. Mm-hmm.
They should check out Saudi Arabia's Twitter account where they just posted explicit threats against Canada to do another 9/11.
Oh, you guys remember that? Very funny. Yeah.
Don't stick sticking one's nose where it doesn't belong. The punishment is sometimes a plane flies into you.
Just like China like gets like really, really granular and starts threatening individual United States with like, we're going to do another Pearl Harbor to Oklahoma.
Yeah. They didn't do Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, wait, hang on a second.
Yeah, but Americans don't know that.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
China has never attacked the United States, so you got to borrow from other
nations. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the funny thing. Like, why is everybody so scared of China? Like, China has never fucking attacked us or even threatened us once. There's just like, it's like
that's
that
so
Bill Wirtz thing where it's like, they're friends and our friends are not friends.
That's incorrect, John. Every time I have purchased something that I thought was cool and then it broke, it was always made in China. And I take those personally because clearly it's, you know, a problem with individual people in China trying to piss individual me off, and not a greater issue where the United States doesn't produce anything anymore and all our manufacturing has gone abroad because of capital. And I refuse to see any nuance whatsoever in this issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Xi just really wants to ruin your fake bombs for your man cave.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what nuance is, but I'll tell you this. Every time I've paid 30% more for an American-made good, it was the exact same piece of shit I could have ordered from China.
America doesn't make things anymore. All of our man cave fake bombs have gone overseas.
That's right.
And except for guns.
That's true, yeah.
Do we still manufacture guns here? Or do we have the parts manufactured somewhere else, and then we turn a screw in Ohio, and we're like, manufactured in the U.S.,
manufactured
baby.
Here.
Well, you all have seen the 3D printed guns thing, right? How that's gaining traction.
The technology is getting better.
With about a $200 3D printer and, you know, a few hours on a weekend, you can just start printing an entire fucking gun and then get all the little metal parts like springs and stuff on like Alibaba or something.
Look, I've been able to cheaply manufacture guns in my garage for my entire life, as long as you're willing to kill someone with a potato.
That's true.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Our wrist well,
speaking
rocket.
Of... Somebody who is willing to kill somebody with a potato.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, folks.
Is he Irish? He is part Irish.
Probably.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. Apparently. So Joe Biden, I mean, like, look, this is, you know, more of the same. But he tweeted this the other day. My dad used to say, Joey, I don't expect the government to solve my problems, but I expect it to understand my problems. Folks out there aren't looking for a handout. They just need help. They're in trouble through no fault of their own, and they need us to understand. It's like, sorry, buddy, I am looking for a handout. Yeah. That is what I want. That
Everyone
is the
wants
exact
a
thing that I want.
Literally, you created a culture that is entirely based around transactional relationships where no one gives a shit about anyone or anything unless it can make them money or power, societal status. Mm-hmm. And then they expect us to like eat this bullshit about like, you want to do it on your own. You don't want anyone to help you. Fuck you. All I want is a handout.
Yeah,
well, literally all I want is for you to cut a check.
What does help that isn't a handout mean? Because he's like, they just need help.
Yeah.
But what's the help? Help their bootstraps or something? I don't fucking get it.
It's absurd.
Well, and the other thing is, it's like, what is going to be their alternative? Is there going to be a jobs program? Is there going to be a public works program? Is there going to be infrastructure investment?
Are you going to nationalize food?
There's going to be a cabinet full of girl bosses.
That's right. No, but I mean, like, nothing on the ground is going to change. They say this shit because what it essentially means is like, fuck you, we're not going to help you. And then the sweet way of saying that is, isn't that exactly what you wanted?
Look, like, folks out there aren't looking for a handout. They just want another season of Tuca and Birdie.
They've been demanding it, and we've heard their cry.
My dad used to say, look, if there's a person who likes the BoJack, the horse guy, but they don't watch Tuca and Birdie, Joey, that's a sexist right there. They're misogynist, and you shouldn't listen to him.
That's correct.
The American people don't want a handout. They want Grogu to come back. They don't want to watch an episode of Mandalorian without Grogu.
that dang old the Grogu Yoda when he was meditating. Well, that's what I want Americans to do, just meditate, and the power of the Force will give you jobs or food or whatever you need.
The
you
shield
need
is like a mask.
this is what is this, it's the same woke bootstrap shit from before that we were talking about. Like, every single time that they could just help you materially, they either do some means-tested bullshit or they don't do anything, and they just say that people need help. We need to make people aware and hear voices and make space for bodies, and it's just all bullshit.
Yeah, it becomes more and more absurd as it goes on, because we've been like, we probably were saying the same exact shit when we started this show, when Obama was, or right after Trump got elected. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been doing this stuff for as long as I've been alive.
I mean, this is like barely different from Ronald Reagan saying government is not the solution to your problem. Government is the problem.
It's exactly the same.
The modern Democratic Party is just the party of Ronald Reagan at this point.
Yeah.
The real question, the real germ of a question here is, why exactly shouldn't I ask not what my country can do for me? You know?
I feel like want to ask that.
Yeah. Why is there a country if it's not doing anything for me? I feel like maybe I should go somewhere else or start my own micronation where I, for instance, don't have to pay taxes and can't be arrested if I cause a ruckus at the post office.
Wait, if you lived in your own little micronation, why would you be going to some, you know, statist post office?
I need to annex something that will carry my mail.
He's just visiting as a diplomat from his own, you know, the United Federated States of John. And as a diplomat, he has diplomatic immunity. So you can't, you know, just anything that he does there is null and void in the eyes of the law.
Walking up to the fucking shipping counter and sliding an ID with the employee's face on it across the table, like, you live in my country now.
Yeah, just handing them $300 of money with your face on it.
Hey, look, I mean,
some
honestly,
cans of food where that came from with my face on them too, if you want to, you know, spend them at my general store / town hall.
If I was rich enough, I would just like give the fucking American people a stimulus myself and be like, all right, now burn it all down. We're going to start over.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, Joe Biden is offering you nothing. If you're a worker, if you're somebody who is affected by COVID, if you're on the verge of losing your home because you can't afford rent, or if you lost your job with your health insurance due to COVID, all this shit. I mean, the collapse is coming where, and you know, we saw what happened with Hoover and the Great Depression and everything. Like, the Trump administration has been pumping like trillions of dollars into the stock market to make sure that it doesn't crash under a Republican president. What's going to happen when, with Joe Biden's cabinet full of girl bosses, when suddenly all the money printers broke. They're going to let it crash, and they're going to bail out the banks, big tech. They're going to bail out Silicon Valley. Everything that makes your life miserable is going to get a bailout. And you, as somebody who has lost everything because it's the fucking Great Depression 2.0, you're going to get nothing but platitudes like this, because folks out there aren't looking for a handout. They just need help. They're in trouble through no fault of their own, and they need us to understand. They need bodies and spaces. They don't need fucking checks. You don't need your another $1,200 check. Fuck you.
Right. Or they'll give, like, the thing is that what often happens is they give little bits, you know, like they'll do, like, Joe Biden will probably, my guess, actually cancel some college debt. Mm-hmm. And that will, like, affect the people who are already voting for Democrats. You know what I mean?
I bet he'll cancel fucking Social Security. I guarantee you. I mean, the guy's been wanting to cut entitlements since, you know, before podcasts even existed. So I would not be in the least bit surprised if we see entitlements like that didn't even get cut under Trump on the mm-hmm. table to get cut to bail us out, to bail the big corporations out when the fucking economy hits the fan in the next 6 months.
Well, right. That's the whole thing, is there's not going to be another New Deal. Right, like the New Deal was the tragedy. This is the farce. This is like the joke yeah. edition, where everything's turned up to 11 and the points don't matter. Like, what we're gonna get is, like, they might cancel some student debt, they might do some COVID relief, they might do some medical debt relief, but it will all be superficial. It will all be means tested. It will only go to a select few. And just like Todd said, mm-hmm. the entitlements that they cut and the precedents that they set for entitlement cutting that comes with that, in order to make nice with the moderate Republicans who are going to help us push this legislation through, are going to be devastating to the American people for decades.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, because it's not even like Social Security is some kind of like vast, you know, thing that means every single person can retire. Like, how many old people do you see working at Walmart who probably like are cashing Social Security checks and it pays horrific. Like a third of their rent or whatever? And even yeah, that, we're like, dudes we can't I work have with.
Are half the dudes I work with are semi-retired, in their words. And I'm like, dude, you work 40 hours a week. You're not fucking semi-anything. You're semi-dead. Yeah,
semi-retired just means you got pushed out of your old good job so that they could hire somebody younger that they could pay less, and you've been forced to continue to be productive to capital, but there's no opportunities for you to make a middle class salary anymore, so you're just languishing as a fucking Walmart greeter.
Yeah
that's horrific.
It's a very bleak vision of the future. Just like a 90-year-old gets home from working at Walmart and then gets dinner delivered from a different 90-year-old driving for DoorDash.
But it's going to get worse. I mean, like, those are going to be the only options.
Yeah,
that's
like,
right.
Like, it's not going to be, you know, oh, some people will have, like, you know, good, steady jobs, and mm-hmm. some people will have, like, be able to own their house. There will not be owning houses anymore. Yeah.
You're going to have to get a master's degree to sign up for TaskRabbit.
Right, exactly.
You're going to have to rent a house. You're going to have to rent a car or have a lease, but also you're going to have to share it because one of your many gigs is driving for a ride service.
Yeah. Well, it's like the whole, it's the company town phenomenon, right? Like, it's the whole mid to late 20th century thing where, like, a fucking Walmart or like a giant piece of industry would come in, and pretty soon they'd be the only fucking job that you could even get in town anymore. And they want to use the gig economy to turn the entire country into a company town where we all have to pay for things with Amazon script and live in our little bug pods, like Todd's always talking about.
But that stuff is not even like, you know, we're not even looking into the future here. Like, we're not like making a prediction. This is literally what they say.
It's already happening.
They're trying to sell this to us.
This is what I said at the beginning of the pandemic, right? I've said this multiple times that I'm surprised it hasn't like fully happened yet, where, you know, millions of people are out of work, out of a job, in danger of losing their home, have mm-hmm. lost or are in danger of losing their health insurance, stuff like that, can barely put food on the table, can't afford to feed their kids, whatever. I'm amazed that some billionaire hasn't stepped in and made the entire fucking country a fucking company town. I mean, Amazon is almost like that, right? There are gig economy, Silicon Valley companies that are advertising now because they can basically just say, in an advertisement basically be like, hey, lost your job? Drive for Uber. Lost your job? Deliver food for TaskRabbit or whatever the fuck, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to see that. It is going to happen probably within the next, I don't know, 6 months to a year when shit really crashes, that it's going to happen in an even bigger way where it's going to be like institutionalized. Because, I mean, let's be real, Joe Biden is also the candidate of Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is, and mm-hmm. and we saw this because Trump was threatening to remove one of the protections for social media companies. I'm not sure of the actual details there, but like Silicon Valley is not the biggest fan of Trump. We know this. Silicon Valley fucking loves Biden. So the people who run the algorithms that run your life, they are incredibly stoked to have a Democrat back in the office, because that basically means that they will have somebody in power that will cooperate with them to implement the most efficient and bleak techno-feudal dystopia that you can possibly imagine.
That's right.
Well, I mean, mm-hmm. that's exactly why none of the billionaires have gone ahead and like tried to give everybody their own stimulus and been like, you know, you're all part of the fucking Walmart family now or whatever, because Jeff Bezos already has that, like that element on lock. He just doesn't have to target the proletarian class. He's got the bourgeoisie in his pocket and they still hold all the cards.
I don't think that it's going to be 6 months to a year, though. Like, my feeling is for, if you read what's coming out of Davos, the Great Reset stuff that they're talking about is a years-long plan. And it's going to take a while to get the law, because it's super illegal, right? Like the thing is like, there's still a lot of laws they have to strike down with their Republican Supreme Court now, which it will be easy, you know, but they can do it. But, like, all these people, Jeff Bezos and Joe Biden's cabinet, all of these people go to the same club. You know, they go to Davos and they talk about all this stuff and they publish the plan. There's a podcast called The Great Reset. It's not a conspiracy theory. They tell you what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And like this kind of stuff is the plan. The plan, like the next story is water. Water is now being a commodity that's being traded. I don't know if they did an IPO, but it's like something you can like bet on.
Imagine the future, IPO, an IPO for the one of the building blocks of life. Remember when they tried to fucking they copyrighted like DNA sequencing? Like copyrighted something that exists naturally in your body. Mm-hmm. The basic building block of life that makes up 70% of your body is now a commodity to be traded on a fucking exchange.
Just talking to some other rich douchebag on a private jet, like, oh, so how'd you get rich? Oh, I'm an oil executive. How'd you get rich? Oh, I was in the ground floor when we finally started an LLC for water.
God damn it. If you haven't bought a gun, go do it.
Yeah, do, please.
Make sure it doesn't have any water in it or someone might tie up from under you.
Yeah, if it's a Glock or a CZ about a super or a six-hour, it's okay if you get water.
Well, that's the thing, Todd. The wars of the future will be fought with super soakers or for super soakers. A super soaker with potable water in it is much more valuable than just like a regular old gun.
But you know, sure, arm yourself. But, you know, this is the plan. This is their plan. And I don't want to... I don't want to sound doomery, right? Because I'm not a doomer. I think what it means is that we have to have just as clear of a plan. And you guys know what my plan is. But, you know, we all have to be working together to recognize the truth and be spreading the truth of what they're trying to do, which is take all of our rights away from, you know, from property ownership to freedom of movement for, you know, to... They're trying to turn us into feudal subjects if we're not basically already. So absolutely understand that and be prepared to join a plan that takes these people out of power. That's the point.
Alternatively, be prepared if a plan doesn't happen to bug out, go into the woods and fend for yourself. Like plan A is always get together with, because there's more of us than them. And, you know, curb stomp these people that want to turn you into a techno-feudal slave. But if that doesn't work out, you're going to have to escape somehow.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, also, just don't get disheartened by thinking that there's like some magical revolutionary moment that you missed that slipped through your fingers. Yeah. Like history keeps evolving. The conditions are going to keep changing. There will continue to be openings through which, even if you don't totally destroy the system, you can still do meaningful work. And maybe, you know, if you're lucky, if the RNG is with you, you can get an opportunity to topple the whole thing. And so go for it. Keep fucking working on it. Like, you know, just because you suck at it now or whatever, because you think your friends suck at it, doesn't mean it's not worth doing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of something that they're going to feed you in your techno-feudal dystopia pod that you live in that's owned by Amazon, apparently now, for the first time on the market, a no-kill lab-grown meat is going on sale.
Hell
legal
yeah.
Approval of chicken cells grown in bioreactors is a landmark moment across the industry. So for the first time, in at least Singapore so far, you're able to, or soon will be able to, buy lab-grown fake meat. So that's cruelty-free, but it is actual meat instead of, like, you know, a weird combination of chemicals and plant matter.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, guess that's fucking rules.
Meat.
Sounds good. I want to try like a fake chicken nugget.
It's kind of like the whole question of identity, right? It's like how much from the bottom up do you have to construct it to make it qualify as meat? Like if you take individual plant fibers and proteins and you rethread them so they're just like ground beef, is that meat? If you grow actual meat from meat cells, but it was never part of a cow. I mean, I think that's pretty unequivocally meat. Like that's definitely.
I think it, I guess so. I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, if we successfully cloned a guy, would it be a guy? Like, and I guess like, yes.
All right.
But there what, is like what, a historical
the
difference.
End what the end result is materially is always the answer. So fuck chicken this slurry. Philosophical bullshit. We living in 4D, baby. But apart from the fact that Impossible Meat and all those like fake meats taste like shit, and this will probably be fine. It'll probably taste good. It'll probably taste better than all those.
But it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, it'll probably taste like chicken. But like as of yet, all of these fake meats, like think about the carbon footprint of chicken and beef. It's insane.
It's not good.
Growing these lab grown meats so far is worse, right?
Yeah, because so like, far.
It is it is like thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to make like 1 ounce of fake meat because it's still a science in progress. But eventually through the economy of scale and through technological advancement, it will be cost effective to do this. But it is really important to take note that like it's just another one of these technocratic solutions to things like climate change and carbon footprints. Like you know, Elon Musk and electric cars, and like all the lithium that they use and all the other chemicals, it's just as bad, if not worse, for the environment than a fucking gas guzzler. You know, solar energy is pretty inefficient, and in a lot of cases, it's for the environment, it's the equivalent of plastering your fucking roof in iPhones, right? So there's that issue, but I was thinking about this, right? If all the other kinks are worked out and the carbon footprint isn't, you know, not my doomer take, but it actually ends up being better for the earth than factory farming, which is horrific and has a terrible carbon footprint, whatever.
Totally.
Why are they just making like real animals? Why can't they? I want to know what a dodo meat tastes like. I want to know, like, what about
let's
fucking
say some dragon meat.
Dinosaur meat.
They're trying to clone old stuff from like partially preserved DNA samples and shit like that. I think they've had some level of success with bringing back extinct species of stuff. I don't know if they've tried for a mammoth or anything yet, but I don't know. I like the idea of like chicken that was never a chicken, never had its head cut off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Was never walking around thinking, but like everything. Yeah. You can't trust the capitalist to handle it. And they're going to use it as an inappropriate band-aid for problems that it doesn't really solve. But, I mean, it's definitely one of those productive processes that if we were going to, you know, nationalize everything or whatever, we should definitely steal it for ourselves, because I do want to live in a future where we've gotten that technology to scale and maybe it's not as harmful as growing chickens is for the environment or whatever.
What if they changed the physical character of meat?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? It's like
meat that doesn't conform to the laws of physics.
Yeah.
Heretofore untheorized meat.
non-Euclidean meat.
Listen, guys, if communism had won, we'd be eating 4D dinosaur bacon at brunch already.
Yeah.
Now you guys fuck around with your 3D meat.
Yeah, what if it was non-Newtonian meat?
Yeah. Like you slap it and it gets really stiff, but you it's chew like, it slowly and it turns into a gel.
Mm. Yeah,
you
yeah,
play speakers like, through it and it does like, that weird thing where it forms into like a sculpture or something.
Ew. I mean, isn't that kind of like the standard that like Wagyu and like really high quality beef are kind of aspiring to? Like firm but buttery and kind of like fatty like, and delicious.
It like comes in a can, but then when you chew it, it tastes exactly, it like feels exactly like a steak.
A can. Yeah.
Well, okay. Oh, no. There's the question though, is like, is the synthetic Wagyu going to be more expensive than the regular synthetic beef? Because it really shouldn't. Mm. Like the initial like investment of some DNA to replicate would be maybe a little bit more expensive, but yeah. You know that they're going to be copywriting all this shit, right? It's going to be an intellectual Absolutely. Property
oh,
battleground.
Sure. Ugh, mm-hmm. I fucking hate property. Or
I'm trying to eat lab grown fake meat that has built in SSRIs.
So my question is, instead of a 3D printer, how long until we have a consumer end like meat printer, meat synthesizer? And
so I just go on the Pirate Bay tonight.
Yeah, you just go on the Pirate Bay with your VPN on and you're like yeah. Dodo fillets, please. Coming if right up. Yeah.
Would if you I pirate can't... a steak?
Yes.
If I can't pirate meat in Cyberpunk 2077, I'm sending the game back. That's just unacceptable.
Yeah, what if you could 3D print dick? That's a kind of meat.
Well, I modified these schematics for a cased sausage, and it works pretty good, actually.
If you could 3D print dick, you wouldn't have to rely on a mechanical penis rental anymore.
Mm-hmm. Put that right. guy out of business.
Right out.
Yeah, I mean, like, that could be cool. I just worry that it's, like, having corporations, which are, you know, de facto governments, states, in and of themselves, because they're so big, have control over the very chemical composition of the meat that you eat.
It's they not right.
basically do through like hormones and whatever, but like to have them basically be able to do the building blocks of that shit, that's a little scary.
Well, whenever there's a groundbreaking technology like this that like seems really earth-shattering and makes a really big impression on me, I always think, what if this was just a really cool gun? Is it in the right hands?
Yeah.
And it never is. Not
it's
once has it ever been in the
hands.
Right hands. Yeah.
Yeah, every advance for humanity is just it happens under capital, so it's gonna be used for evil.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
All right. Well, speaking of using technology and science for evil, according to TRT World, which I believe is might be Turkish state media, okay. Germany is gonna consider Israel, a European country, when it comes to the distribution of the vaccine. So Germany is going to give early access to Israel and specifically exclude Palestine.
But that's not a European country.
Yeah. They're How do you think Middle Turkey East. Feels about this? Is Turkey getting included? They're between
Are they
the
European?
Two. Yeah. I mean, that's like a hotly debated thing, isn't it? It's like, is Turkey a European country? And it's like, I don't know. What's a Europe? It's a totally incoherent assemblage of countries that's mostly just a political crutch for people who want to lump majority white countries together into a political block.
No, Europe is a vibe. Yeah, Europe is just the continent of Europe and then also Canada and Australia. That's the West.
That's right.
The West, yeah, Australia. Mm-hmm. I love
New Zealand is very West.
Yeah, that's very insane because, you know, but it does make a little sense because Israel is American. Mm-hmm. It's an American colonial state.
Well,
so
yeah,
it's
a collaborative project between a bunch of post-World War II
European.
Powers, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they should. Are they in the EU? It'd be funny
no.
if they were.
No.
It'd be funny
according
if
to this article, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas and Health Minister Jens Spahn to Israel's Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi said that this is part of a continuation of the country's, quote, special relationship because of the Holocaust. So I guess
it's
Germany,
a weird thing to say.
It's, I don't know. It's weird because, like, I mean, they're gonna help Israel do like. I don't want to get into it. I'm going to say things that they're going to cancel me for.
Please get canceled. It'd be so funny.
Yeah. No, I'm. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. This is the whole gambit, right? Is that you can't like attack Israel for anything, even when they're collaborating with like the most obviously evil world powers, because then you just get called anti-Semitic.
Right.
And if I mean, like, withholding a fucking vaccine for a disease that kills people is an act of genocide.
It's pretty genocidal. Right?
Yeah. That is what that is.
They're a genocidal country.
It's what we already do. The U.S. is a fucking genocidal country. All we do is like fucking sanction and embargo life-saving food and medicine from countries whose politics we don't like. We're like, oh, you're diabetics, they can fucking die. Your people who need specialized cancer treatment, they can just fucking die. See how you like that. We're the big dogs. And it's like, and then we have the gall to be like, oh, the fucking Palestinians are bad because they threw a rock at an Israeli security forces officer.
They had an explosive.
Yeah.
We're a genocide factory. We're built on it.
We love that show. We're always making that show.
Grown in it.
Yeah. We're like one of those we're not even a genocide machine anymore. We just build other genocide machines to go out and do our shit for us.
It's awful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, speaking of being a super villain, this very insane story just came across our desk and I'm not really sure what to make of it. But the Jerusalem Post, which was, I believe, started by someone named David Horowitz, but is a centrist outlet in Jerusalem, in Israel. They're reporting that the former Israeli space security chief, which is something I did not know existed, says aliens exist and the humanity is not ready.
Cue the Blink-182 song here.
Yeah, exactly. Aliens exist. This person is an 87-year-old officer of Israel security, which I, as far as I know, Israel doesn't actually have a space program.
Yeah, I don't really know what
that would mean.
So
I don't know what space security is.
Actually, they tried to land a module on the moon, and I think it crashed.
Poor module.
Get wrecked.
And they got owned. China succeeded. China just landed on the moon recently, I think.
What he says is, if I had come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized.
What?
Today, they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards. I am respected in universities abroad, where the trend is also changing. And he said basically what he's saying is that we've been in contact with aliens. The U.S. has been in contact with a galactic federation of aliens. That Trump knows this and was going to tell everyone, but the CIA got to talk him down.
Okay, all right, hold on. Do you guys think this is real or fake?
I don't think it's real.
Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, then you're all bigger doomers than I am. All right?
I wish it was real.
I want more than anything to believe this is real. So I'm going to choose to believe it.
I love a federation. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
May as well start going to church on Sundays.
That's correct.
I think that this guy, I think whatever he thinks is based on something. That's what I'll say.
Maybe it's based on like a weekend when he was 20 when him and his friends all did acid.
He spent too many years in the security forces. Now he's getting old and senile. He's like kind of an inverted Jay Posadas. No. He was maybe once a respected theorist.
I think he's cool. I think he's extremely
cool. He seems like a cool guy. I would have a beer with him. I just don't think he's right. Yeah, I'd love to get drunk with this guy.
I'm sorry.
John, what's most important is, would the alien conspiracy theorist be someone you could see yourself having a beer with? If he is, you could be a
theorist. Here's my Pascal's wager with aliens is that any sufficiently advanced alien civilization would appreciate my skepticism and buy me a round.
This guy's
so
like,
important.
Okay, here's the thing. The aliens exist and they want us to join the Galactic Federation, but we're not allowed to join until we get rid of all the Palestinians. Sorry, I mean, that's the only way they're going to let us join. I'm sorry. I didn't make the rules.
If there's a whole extra order of magnitude of fascism we have to fight now.
Yeah.
What if the aliens are fascists?
My analysis of productive forces was far too terrestrial for a long time, turns out.
Oh, no. Federated alien fascism? Yeah, that's not good.
No, I mean, I've always believed in aliens. I grew up with that X-Files, and I don't know if I think that they are really here, but this to me seems like something that has been planted in this guy's head. If I'm going to get conspiratorial, I would say that there's some reason that something is going to happen. But this is insane, and I think it's if they can't keep this kind of stuff, whatever they're hiding with this kind of narrative, if they can't keep, I don't think this is a limited hangout. I think that this guy is not supposed to be saying this, and they still might hospitalize him.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think it is? I think maybe it could be kind of a limited hangout. Like, the U.S. government and all of its puppet states and whatever have got to know by now how riled up people get about extraterrestrials and shit. And it's a fun little busy box to distract from, I don't know, the constant, you know, apocalypse that's happening around us, the tsunami of disaster after disaster, and the like total inept and obviously corrupt handling of it. So like, I'll believe it when I see it. That's the thing. It's like, show me some fucking evidence. Until then, I really don't give a single shit about aliens.
What if they do? What if they do the exact same plan that Ozymandias has from Watchmen? What if, like, to get everybody on board with like a one world, like techno neoliberal, like government, where America is in charge of everything, they like stage an alien invasion.
Whoa. Yeah, maybe.
That's giving them a lot of credit. I would almost, at that point, I'd let them have it. Honestly, I'm impressed.
What if instead of staging an alien invasion, instead of that, they created like some sort of virus that infected the entire world and had, you know, and then they had a vaccine that makes you docile and and kills your fertility. I don't know. It seems implausible.
Yeah, I've said multiple times about the coronavirus, like, anybody who says it's not real is a fucking moron, but I'm willing to entertain the idea that the United States government let this shit loose on purpose. I don't have any proof. It's just like, it advantages them in so many ways, and they don't care about the people who die. They don't even care about their own rank and file bourgeoisie who died. They don't give a shit.
The most likely theory that I've heard is that there is an epidemiology lab in China where they develop vaccines for new strains of viruses like this. And because China is, you know, a rapidly developing country and they don't really have safety like precautions like other countries, that's how it got out. I don't know how true that is, but if you think about it, I mean, China did kind of stand to gain the most. Not that I think they did it on purpose, but they have kind of come out of Corona better than any other country.
China came out better than any other country because they were already poised to come out of anything better than any other country at the time. Whatever the situations of the global economy were going to be, China was going to come out on top. That's just what was going to happen.
But yeah, I think I agree with that. But I think that if there was going to be some, if it was a plan, then they probably had the vaccine the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever did it, right? Mm. Like America. Well,
hey,
or China.
I don't mean to accuse a socialist nation of anything, but Vietnam had zero deaths. Looking a little sus over there, Vietnam.
Hey, man, if Vietnam created a global pandemic to like position themselves, that would be pretty crazy. Yeah.
Nah, they're just a really cool country.
They seem really nice.
Seems
chill.
You are right, John, in that, you know, regardless of how coronavirus came to be, like, China was already poised to come out of it the most powerfully. So that's probably why over the next couple of years, you're going to see, you know, even a good guy Democrat administration stirring up jingoism against China as the new ideological enemy of the United States.
And they've been doing it.
It's happening, yeah.
Trump sucked at it.
America's going to be fucking dredging up anti-Asian racism from almost 100 years ago. That's going to be And
I'm excited for them to bring all the old cartoons back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe Biden's going to be like, you know, my dad always showed me this cartoon when I was a child. And he would say, son, you know, it's not, it's a little racist, but I think the message is good. And I think we all need to look, heard that message today.
Yeah. And it's Bugs Bunny with like buck teeth, like killing a bunch of Americans.
And then they're like, no, sir, the question was, how did you break your other ankle pulling your dog's tail yet again? Why are you doing the same thing?
Why were you naked fucking your dog?
It's funny to joke about, I guess, but like it's really true. Like, think about before 9/11, most Americans did not have any clue what to make of most people from the Middle East.
Or
it
care.
Just wasn't really on their radar, unless they were like a weird Shriner who had like kind of a fetish for the Middle East. But then 9/11 happened and suddenly there was this whole new kind of racism. So it seems weird to think about now that everybody would start walking around being like, oh, Chinese people ruining America. But I really do think that's what both the Democrats and the Republicans are going to try and promote. And it's obviously Absolutely. Disgusting, but we need to be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of who's really ruining America, all white males...
they as opposed to spotted
every white male is ruining America, which is why apparently according to this NPR article that we've pulled up, the NASDAQ is taking aim at all white male companies. So boards that are all white and all male are the NASDAQ is going to require more than 3,000 companies listed on its stock exchange to improve boardroom diversity by appointing at least one woman and at least one minority or one? LGBTQ plus person to their boards.
Companies what? This is not a Hollywood movie. Give us money. Make
on
them
how
give
many
us money.
Women and minorities sit on their boards and then follow that up by appointing at least one member of each group under a rule submitted Tuesday to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Quote, we believe this listing rule is one step in a broader journey to achieve inclusive representation across a corporate America, said the president and CEO of the NASDAQ.
What
if these companies
want to
prove that they're really diverse, Goldman Sachs will hire someone who basically just booked DIY shows for the last 10 years. that's the real diversity call here.
Just a countdown to just like, you know, cis white dudes suddenly like not changing anything else about themselves, but like cis white dude CEO suddenly identifying as they them.
Bro, I make $600,000 a year. I drive a Lamborghini and I'm they them.
That's my name. I drive here in a fucking Lamborghini and my pronouns are they them. You drive a fucking Honda and you're he, him. That's my name.
Fuck you. That's my name.
Coffee is for non-binary closers. You think I'm fucking kidding? I am not kidding.
It's just it did the Patrick Bateman thing from American Psycho with the business cards, but they all have pronouns on it.
Yeah. Everyone's are they them.
They're all he, them.
Oh, he my slash God.
Them. Does that count if you're he slash them?
Look at the That's what off-white Elliot background. Pages. The That's tasteful true. Use of X's instead of other consonants.
Oh, my God. They even go by mix.
I'm becoming the Joker.
I'm going to become Jesus. The Joker.
My God. But, they even changed their driver's license.
But that doesn't, like, you could, yeah, because by these rules, it's not even, like, marginalized people necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, if you, like, yeah,
they're not marginalized at all.
Yeah.
What counts is they're executives on the boards of a fucking NASDAQ company.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're eligible. If you're eligible for an interview with a Fortune 500 company, you're not disadvantaged. I'm sorry. Yeah. Whatever circumstances you might have come up through to get there, that's fine. But where you're at now, you're part of the ruling class. Like,
yeah, you're not on.
Are.
You're not on the side of the bell curve where you get to claim oppression.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Probably like any company that actually follows this is going to be like, oh yeah, we have a woman vice president. We'll promote her, and we have a white cis gay guy. We'll promote him. And that's it. We have two people.
Yeah, we've got this woman who is my niece, and we have a pedophile. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, this is so insane. Because like John was screaming at the beginning, this isn't a movie. No one gives a shit about diversity. I don't care.
I can't watch a board.
This is
meeting.
What they like, have what is, to offer you.
Yeah. You know what they should do is they should have to replace half of their board with workers.
Yeah, just put a poor person in there.
No,
yeah.
What they should have to do is replace half of their gray matter with lead.
Yeah.
I also from a gun. Mm-hmm. And the Biden administration is also doing this, right? So according to the New York Times, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's top aides are almost all women of color.
Woke.
The appointments are part of the campaign's pledge to make the Biden administration the most diverse and representative of the U.S. in history. So you're not going to get another $1,200 check. You're not going to get any help with your rent. You're not going to get any help with a job that might get you health insurance. But the people whose boots on your neck are going to be diverse.
Cool. Very nice. I love to have a half Indian, half black president of an imperial war machine. Very good. Thank you, Kamala.
Are we ready for just a fucking army of Kamala Harris's? Like, just careerist people who are like, I have this little piece of identity I can hold up, and it justifies the fact that I'm a war criminal, or like, I run an exploitative company or whatever. It's like, I let millions of employees fucking die of COVID, but, you know, I'm not white, and I'm not a guy, so... That's all good.
That's what I've been saying this whole time. It's like they're not going to give you any material gains in your life. They're going to give you, you know, a rainbow colored group of oppressors to rule over you for the rest of your life as you become a techno-feudal slave.
And that is why we must take it from them.
That's right.
That we must all band together, regardless of our identity. And as long as we are, you know, working class people, we're all working class people, almost all of us. And I mean, even if you like, at this point, we're so atomized, like anybody who makes, who like doesn't have $1 billion should be on the same team.
Yeah. I mean, like we need to set up a system where we don't have to answer to our fucking synthetic chicken tendy overlords anymore. And we can all be our own synthetic chicken tendy person, right? You get a synthetic chicken tendy and you get a synthetic chicken tendy.
Everyone gets a chicken tendy for
That's
free.
Right.
Yeah. Even Oprah, she gets some too. And then she gets to, you know, I bet she probably was like, I'll never feel as happy as these people who just got a free car because I can just buy a car anytime. She probably misses that little bit of, you know, free tendy. Incredible. My day is made.
That's right. That's right. Soon we'll all be taking these synthetic chicken tendies for granted because we'll have universal basic synthetic chicken tendies.
Mm-hmm. Brunch for all.
So speaking of not offering you anything material in your life to improve the just like catastrophic wall that we are currently speeding towards a massive collision with as the upcoming economic collapse looms. According to Nancy Pelosi, it was a game changer that the vaccines are coming and Biden got elected. So we're not going to do another $1,200 check. In fact, we're going to cut the stimulus in half and make a deal with the Republicans because we got what we wanted. We got Biden. We don't have to give you shit. Yeah. This is why if you voted for Biden, you're a fucking rube.
If you voted
for Biden thinking you were going to get anything out of it, thinking there was going to be any improvement in your entire life, you are a rube. Every bread tuber that told you to vote for Biden, they are not on your side.
Fool.
Every single liberal
Fools.
Media figure who identifies as a leftist, they're not on your side if they told you to vote for Biden because it Biden is just another fucking boot on your neck.
It's a waste of time.
This makes it completely abundantly clear.
I mean, we've been telling you since the primary or before, don't trust any of these establishment Democrats as far as you can throw them. And so far, they've all declined my email requests for opportunities to throw them and mark how That's far right. I was able to make it.
Which is absolutely necessary for my material analysis of how much I trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basically obstructing a political investigation. I should send them to a gulag, but I don't have one.
And that's their fault
for
too.
Mm-hmm. We're working on some lab-grown right. gulags you can just make in your backyard very easily.
Yeah, we've got some 3D printed files that we can get to you.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I mean, I hope that all of our listeners are giving up completely on the Democratic Party if they haven't already, because like Bernie Sanders, I don't give a shit if he's gonna be dead by 2024. AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, like they cannot. There is no there's no revolutionary potential of the post-fascist parties at all. Do not work with them, because we're in the imperial core, right? Like we're you know, we can't be working with the imperialist bourgeois parties. All I was saying is that we should never be trusting or working with the Democratic parties. They're our enemy. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know.
I mean, it really is disheartening to me when I'm scrolling through my feed and I have so many people on in my friends list or my mutuals or whatever. And, you know, they got their hammer and sickle. They got their Marx quotation in the bio or in the header or whatever. And they're posting stuff about like AOC is finally going to stand up to Mitch McConnell and we are going to get what we want. And it's like, I don't know. AOC is like fine for a bourgeois politician, but that's like saying, hey, that piece of shit is especially shiny. I like that one.
That's right.
It's like, who cares? It's all relatively inconsequential. Like, if you're going to do like a local race or do something that like actually helps people in your community and makes a tangible difference, fine. I'm not going to shit on that. But let's not start believing in the electoral machine just because we've had a couple of tiny little wins that weren't really wins at all, but really just kind of.
I don't consider AOC a win.
Well, it's just like an aesthetic thing, right? It's like, oh, we beat Trump is the big one, but we didn't beat Trump. We elected a fucking psycho who on his face is maybe not as reprehensible as Trump, but if you scratch the surface even a little bit, might technically be worse. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. What saying as a leftist that quote we beat Trump is like saying that because the United States killed Osama bin Laden, that we beat Osama bin Laden.
We defeated terrorism.
For the past 20 fucking years, ever since fucking 9/11, like, your life has fundamentally changed to a point where your civil liberties are basically non-existent and the political landscape and economic landscape of this country has been fundamentally altered. Like, you didn't beat Osama bin Laden, and the left didn't beat Donald Trump.
I mean, here's the thing, is the left in this country especially just does not have that much of a political imagination, I'm really sad to say. And I don't know if there's going to be a moment. I feel like it should be happening right now, that we should all be feeling the breaking point. Like, hey, enough of us were mobilized by Bernie Sanders and other further left movements of him, and enough of us have been exposed to people who actually kind of know what the fuck they're talking about, that maybe we could get kind of an embryonic like left movement going here that addresses current material conditions and isn't just a dry rehashing of centuries old political theory, but it doesn't seem to be fucking materializing. So I don't know. My question to the listeners, I guess, is like, what do you think the fucking next steps we need to take to get everybody thinking that we're on the same team and planning together? Like, is it a big union? Is it a Vanguard party? I don't know. I don't care. I'm willing to help whichever one seems like it's going to be most effective at this point, because I'm desperate, just like every other actual fucking leftist in this country. I'm hitting my head against the wall every single day, because every news story that comes across my feed is just a torrent of increasingly vile bullshit, and my sensitivity to it is going away. I can't take a tolerance break from this BS. I need something to fucking ground me, and it does not exist.
That's right.
Yep. And we have my only point is that we are the ones who are going to have to make it. There's no one coming. There's no savior. There's no daddy. There's no politician in the whole fucking country.
What about the aliens? I thought you said they were real.
There's no politician you can vote for. All right?
There's no politician you can vote for. You and your friends and us, we're your friends. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to create a situation where we can end the Democratic Party, where we can end the politics we have. The politics as usual. Mm-hmm. And until then, there's no working with the within. You know, it's funny because I remember in 2016, there was a lot of people arguing about like within and without sort of politics. You know what I mean? Like, well, you work within. And it's like, you can work within if you are putting communists on a line in the White House.
Yeah.
You know, like that's possible. I think that that's possible, but you would have to create a party and run people at the local levels and the state local levels and then the federal levels. Like, you're not just going to vote in Gloria LaRiva or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like,
and honestly, even if you did, like if the four of us were suddenly in Congress, it's not like we could do much to like
We would basically just get killed.
We would be murdered.
If the four of us were in Congress, we would synchronize our watches and press our buttons for our at exactly the same time.
Listen. Yeah,
when we were spread out across all of Congress.
That's right. Yeah. If I had that opportunity, I'm not saying I'm. You know, this
I'm
is
gonna
a,
have
this
to
is a
bleep
this
a lot
is a
of that
joke.
Out.
Yes. This is
this
a parody
is a comedy podcast.
This is a comedy podcast. But if we got to the Congress level of Minecraft, I would become a creeper.
Well, I mean, honestly, all right. You have to do go lick. I would just lick a subway pole and then like sneeze in the Senate. The average age is like 74 or something. Mitch McConnell's hand is rotting. Like a light sneeze, they're all gonna get like 5 viruses that their body had lost immunity to 60 years ago. They're dead.
Yeah, they've all got polio.
You know, they let you in there. You know, there's like the congressional gallery. So
that's
if
true.
if you're really sick,
yeah, check it out. See how the levers of power really work. See how the
parody
mechanism
satire.
Of democracy work.
This is satire.
Anyway, before we get ourselves in trouble, we should probably go. So thanks for listening to BP Bledis. This has been yet another episode of us trying to figure out how to fix the country. But right. Thanks for listening. Please check out our Patreon to hear bonus episodes. We are doing a special bonus series where we're all doing individual episodes. We're atomizing ourselves here.
Mm-hmm.
We're strengthening the individual. And John and Todd's have already come out, and mine and Chris will be coming out this month. Mm-hmm. So check those out. Go to patreon.com/BP Bledis. Follow us on Twitter @WeedPod. Follow us all individually. And we will see you in the Discord.
Beep on, y'all.
Goodbye.
Hotbox Congress.
Hang on, there's something in the back room. Hope it's not the creatures from above. You used to read me stories as if my dreams were boring. We all know conspiracies are dumb. People knew that these were real. I leave my closet door open all night. I know the CIA would say, what you hear is all hearsay. Wish someone would tell me what was right. Yes, you know me. Been best friends and will be till we die. I got an injection of fear from the abduction. My best friend thinks I'm just telling lies. Alright, you